You are listening to the official Hitch Dives in Cape Town podcast, episode 31!
Oh, June. Okay.
All right, what's the first thing we want to talk about? One thing that I really want to talk about, which we put on our list of topics for many weeks, many episodes of the Hitch Dives in Cape Town podcast, and have never actually addressed, is the wind.
That's true. And they talked about the wind when we first got here.
I remember when we first got here, before we even moved into this apartment, when we were still living in Mowbray, the wind was so bad that it was raining one day because it was the winter. Having an umbrella was useless because your umbrella kept inverting and the rain would just go directly into your face even when your umbrella was right side out.
Mm-hmm, it
seemed so ridiculously windy. And some of our friends who had lived here for longer than us said, like, oh no, the wind is much worse in the summertime.
We're like, it's pretty bad now.
And they were right. Yeah, it's way, way worse.
Yeah. I mean, this is the point where, like, where you're walking or even when I'm running and stuff where, like, you can... I mean, the wind moves you. And
yes. It even moves your car when you're driving.
Yeah, that's scary, too. Especially, like, when there's just these big gusts. Like, it feels like your tires are still stuck, but, like, it, like, moves the everything
else. The body
of
the car,
the
yes.
body of the car, like, yeah. moves a little bit. So, like, you just, you feel it, and then you, like, you tighten your grip on the wheel. So that is kind of crazy.
And it's so noisy. I think that would be the main thing for both of us, is that the wind tends to happen more at nighttime, and there are these nights when the wind is blowing. They call it the Cape Doctor. It's a southeastern wind, and when that comes in at night, it's like because we have southeastern exposure, so our apartment is just this wind tunnel. It's just so noisy, and the little hatches leading up to like our crawl space constantly are flapping up and down, so it makes these really loud crashing sounds.
Yeah. There are times where, like, Robin and I will wake up, and, like, it's just, like, non-stop, it's just, like, wood smacking.
Yeah.
And we'll have...
The wind, even without the wood smacking, when we make the apartment, like, perfectly airtight, or we try as hard as we can...
We try, but there's no airtight
here.
It's
still so loud. Just having the wind howl against the windows or whatever... is so loud that it will wake us up. A couple nights this week, we barely slept because it was so noisy.
Yeah, you keep, like, waking up. You're just, oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
The wind here is nuts. Also, like, it's weird seeing our large glass patio windows, like, flex in and out.
Yeah.
Because of the wind. And they're, like, they're thick. Because
this one wall of our apartment on both floors is just all windows. Which is great, because it lets us have this beautiful view and stuff, but with the wind hitting them, you see them move in and out.
Yeah, yeah, so it's crazy. It's just like, oh, wow, if this shattered,
right.
It would be really horrible.
Right.
To say the least. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so that's, it's, I guess, something that's interesting about Cape Town. Also,
so hopefully we have a sound cue. So hopefully,
yeah, I think we,
yeah. Hopefully, we have a sound cue of how loud the wind gets.
Yeah,
we'll have to look through our archives because I know I've tried to record it a few times.
Yeah.
So let's see if we
it's
have something
hard.
For you.
Also, just one other note about the wind is that real estate here is also partly based on wind exposure and stuff. And, you know,
so, like, if we knew when we got here that this place had southeastern exposure, we wouldn't have agreed to pay the ridiculous amount that we're paying for it.
Yeah, that's also assuming that we were way tougher at the beginning. And we had the negotiation ability.
Also, like, when you listen to the weather reports on the news, it's always, like, they start, like, they say very briefly what the temperature is, and then they just go into where the wind is. It's like, this is how fast the wind is, this is what direction the wind is coming from. It's like, the wind is the news in Cape Town weather-wise. Anyway, guys.
Yeah, so wind is crazy.
Wind is, like, sorry to be boring and talk about the weather, but, like, the wind in Cape Town is, it's one of those things that if we never lived here, I'd never understand.
That's true.
Yeah. So, take that to the bank.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are recording this on Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
I stayed up all night to watch the election, and I stayed up all night to watch the Golden Globes. I am not going to stay up all night to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Wait, just so everyone knows, they are, this. It is on TV here.
It will be
on their satellite.
DSTV's ESPN.
Yeah, it starts at 1 a.m.
And if I'm awake, like, I'm not going to try to stay up, but if for some reason I am awake, I will watch through the halftime show to see the halftime show. But it's a hard Super Bowl for a Steelers fan because it's kind of lose-lose in that, obviously, we don't want the Ravens to win because A, the Ravens are gross, and B, they used to be the Browns. Big rivalry there. They're in our division. And if the 49ers win, which personally I find much more preferable, dark side there is that they will tie the Steelers record for 6 Super Bowl rings. So, as a Steelers fan, this is a really shitty Super Bowl.
I told Robin all those facts about football. Because she's a girl, so she doesn't know them. And she repeated exactly what I said really well.
Right. Because Colin is a much bigger football fan than I am.
A big sporting
fan. Because he has external genitalia.
I have external genitalia, so
he must understand football more than I do.
Precisely.
Moving on. Biological fact. Anyway, so enjoy the Super Bowl, America. Moving on. Oh, let's talk about a further discussion of sport. As they say here, where you use sport in the singular. Colin's feet are the worst feet in the universe.
I've been running a lot, which is good. But
yeah, Colin is, as
a side effect of running.
Last week's episode, Colin's training for the Two Oceans Ultra Marathon.
And the side effect is, besides running and feeling awesome, / feeling horrible most of the time.
Right.
So that sucks. And my body is not prepared for it. However, I have a lot of blisters and calluses and gross things and bloody things.
Colin's feet are so gross. And something that I do on the regular to be a good wife is give Colin foot rubs. Sorry for people who think feet are gross, but he really likes them and it's an easy way to win wife points. But right now his feet are too disgusting for me to touch.
Also, I have a bunch of blisters. I would say...
You say also as though that's on top of why your feet are too disgusting for me to touch, but that is why your feet are too disgusting
for me
to touch.
But there are bruises and there are broken nails.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on with your really gross feet.
I mean, look, that part's just red. Why
and
is that
our
red?
Our listeners should feel grateful that I'm not putting pictures up because I don't dare sully the internet. I love you, but your feet are the worst.
They are the worst. Okay, so two people that we got to know, one coworker of mine. It's been really nice. The woman that actually, she invited us to her
Christmas dinner.
Yeah. Anyway, so her and her husband are left Cape Town this week.
Liz and Johnny. They left Cape Town to go back to the UK.
Yeah, so she was done with her PhD.
So we'll miss them.
Yeah, she was really nice, really inclusive, which was really nice.
We definitely had a great time hanging out with them. And Johnny is a runner, so Colin really bonded with him over running stuff.
Yeah,
but anyway,
so it was really nice. So we're definitely going to miss both of them.
We're going to miss them. We went out earlier this week to send them off with a bunch of people from Colin's work and other friends of ours.
Started off in a country club in Cape Town. So just envision a country club in Cape Town. Just think about how
weird and awkward and racist that would
just
be.
Just take a second and just let that sink in.
Yeah. But it was on the beach, which was really nice. You know, you get to watch the sunset and drink cocktails, and then the sun does set in the
And it's super cold.
It's so cold because it's very windy and the wind is coming off of the incredibly cold ocean.
But they hand out blankets to everyone.
Yes, that's something that I keep telling Colin we have to talk about. So when you go to dinner here or when you go to a bar here and you eat outside, there are blankets at every seat.
A lot, yeah.
So it's like, because it gets so cold after the sun sets and the wind starts, so they leave little fleece blankets out. Or at this place, I guess they didn't leave them out, but the waiters brought them around to you.
Yeah, it seems like it's like nicer places.
Yeah, right. Nicer.
It's not like at like the bars like on Long Street where like
right.
But like places where you go,
anywhere near the water for sure, they're gonna bring blankets out to
you.
So we started there, and then we went to this restaurant called Jackal and Hyde. And I'll spell that out in the blog so you get the pun. And
I did not know it was a pun.
Yeah, it was awful.
What is the pun, Desi? I don't know.
Because it's not Jekyll and Hyde. It's Jackal, like the
like
animal.
The rabbit?
And Hyde, like...
Like a hide of meat?
No. Or yes. Yeah, it's like hide, like...
It's like hide and seek?
Yes. It's hide, like hide and seek.
What's the pun?
It's not Jekyll and Hyde. It's Jackal and Hyde, like hide and seek. Jackal like the animal and Hyde like hide and seek.
And Jackal and Hyde were as a movie.
It's a book. It's also been a movie, I'm sure, a million times. Anyway.
We went to a restaurant.
We got there at like, what, 9?
Yeah, we got there at 9.
And we ordered food like literally the moment we sat down. It seemed like they were really keen to take our order, as they would say in South African English. And it was like, oh, I'll take the duck! Because they like wanted our order badly. But they did not bring us out our food until after 11 p.m.
And yeah, it was crazy.
And in the meantime...
There were 20 people.
And in the meantime... Yeah, it was a huge table. But they had so much trouble serving us our food. But they kept coming around with new bottles of wine. So, like, pretty much everyone except for the people who were driving and had to be like, no, got way more drunk than they expected to. Because they didn't eat and they kept getting more wine.
Yeah.
So I know I did. And I woke up as hungover as I have been since the night when I was in Pittsburgh, where the immortal words, lemon drops don't have any alcohol, were uttered. So it was a rough night for Robin.
Yeah, and also, after waiting that long for the food...
It kind of sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
My duck was overcooked.
And it was like really small portions. Like,
yeah, I had 4 bites of overcooked duck.
Yeah, and, like, who overcooks duck? I mean...
I think it's easy to overcook duck.
No, I mean, but, like, who the... Come on. I mean, yeah, it may be easy or whatever, but, like...
Because it has so much fat in it, I think that makes it easier to overcook.
Well, my point is no one eats overcooked duck.
Mm.
And a lot of people eat, like, beef and whatever, just that's overcooked. And, like, they like it like that or whatever. I guess it's not. There's different types. But who likes duck?
It's like overcooked fish. No one likes that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who overcooks duck?
Anyway, but that was a social fun thing we did this week. So, okay, so as we wrap up, this is my solemn promise, which I'm going to put in the podcast, so we have to do it, that we're going to start doing the podcast again weekly, and we're going to put them up on every Monday.
Cross our heart.
Hope to die.
A t-shirt. Tie-dye. Like what I did there?
Nope.
Tissy. Don't breach you.
All right, let's just say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tussie.
Goodbye, please.
All right, love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye, bro dog.
Rest your town, please.
Desi, no, but it's better of holding it.
But... Okay, but then it moves, and there's sounds from when it moves.
Well, that's why we don't put it down, please.
Really?
Yeah, please.
We've done this 30 times, and you don't think I know how to do it?
You don't think I know how to kiss?
I know you know how to kiss. You are listening to the official... You see, you're moving it while I'm talking.
You're moving. Okay, please.
Just hold it there.